for a single soul. Reaching further and stepping in closer.
Welcome to Living Life. Today's passage is from Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 12 through 19. You know, there are very many unwritten rules in baseball. I don't know if you guys like baseball, but I really love enjoying watching baseball. And if you watch baseball, there are so many unwritten and written rules, of course. Some unwritten rules are really silly. I don't know why they are there. But like a lot of players and baseball fans, they think those rules are very important. They put a lot of emphasis on them. And that's why, as a result of that, some actually incidents cause bench clearing too. So a lot of people are very serious about these unwritten rules. And there are a few. I can give you examples like don't steal bases when you're run up the score, when the gap is still really, the margin is large. And don't bunt during no-hitter. And don't step on the pitcher's mound. Like such rules are there. And if you look back to our lives in our relationship with God as Christians, there are rules. And God want us to obey those rules. And I don't want to ask you, like, how many of you are really being obedient to God and faithful to these rules? Let's look at the passage together.
Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 12 through 19. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Go and tell the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, will you not learn a lesson and obey my words, declares the Lord? Jehonadab, son of Rechab, ordered his descendants not to drink wine, and this command has been kept. To this day they do not drink wine, because they obey their forefathers' command. But I have spoken to you again and again, yet you have not obeyed me. Again and again I sent all my servants, the prophets, to you. They said, 'Each of you must turn from your wicked ways and reform your actions. Do not follow other gods to serve them. Then you will live in the land I have given to you and your ancestors.' But you have not paid attention or listened to me. The descendants of Jehonadab, son of Rechab, have carried out the command their forefather gave them, but these people have not obeyed me. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Listen, I am going to bring on Judah and on everyone living in Jerusalem every disaster I pronounced against them. I spoke to them, but they did not listen. I called to them, but they did not answer." Then Jeremiah said to the family of the Rechabites, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. You have obeyed the command of your forefather Jehonadab and have followed all his instructions and have done everything he ordered. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Jehonadab, son of Rechab, will never fail to have a descendant to serve me."
In today's passage, in Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 12 through 19, God is giving this command to Jeremiah to rebuke these Israelites, the Judah and Jerusalem. He's rebuking them of their disobedience before God. And while God is talking about their unfaithfulness and faithlessness, and he is actually quoting this specific group of people, the Rechabites. And Rechabites are known to Israelites, to the people in Jerusalem, as their obedience to their forefather, of the rule of not drinking wine. And we saw this passage yesterday about how God is just pleased to see the Rechabites being obedient to the rule. And God is speaking through Jeremiah, and he is contrasting the obedience of Rechabites with the disobedience of the Israelites, the people of Judah and the people that were living in Jerusalem. They were living and against God's laws and God's rules. And God keeps telling them again and again. In verse 14, he says, "But I have spoken to you again and again, yet you have not obeyed me." This is the heart of God, that God wants them to listen and to obey his will, and that so that his will may complete in the lives of this group of people. But they were living and completely living against God's rules. And I don't know if you have read the book of Christ and Culture by Richard Niebuhr. And in this book, actually, he is bringing up these five different overviews of this relationship between Christ and culture. The 5 points are Christ against culture, Christ of culture, and Christ above culture, and Christ and culture in paradox, and Christ the transformer of culture. I don't know if you agree with all these points, but whether the bigger or the lesser degree we agree with our agreement, the point is that God wants all Christians, all his believers, all his followers, actually to somehow be connected and be impacting the culture we're living in. But how many of us are actually living out our faith toward God, our faith toward Christ, and our faith toward our Holy Spirit in every day of our lives? And as we can see from the Rechabites, they were brave, and they were actually living against the culture and showing their belief and their tradition. They're keeping them, and God was pleased to see that faith in them, the courage that was in them. That was the willingness to follow their forefather and to live according to it. And as Christians who are living as Christ, the founder of our faith, and Christ has given us so many rules and the things that he wants us to obey, but how many of us are really willing to follow and really take courage and to live, sometimes going against the culture and sometimes trying to impact the culture, sometimes trying to transform the culture, but how many of us are really willing to live according to the calling that Jesus Christ, the founder of our faith, are calling us to do? And this question should actually be speak to our hearts, that this is the life that God wants to live. God wants us to obey his will and obey his rules and obey his commandments. And it's not only to please him, but for us too, that he wants to see this mature faith in us, that he wants to see our lives to be getting closer and closer to him. And that is actually the ultimate joy that we'll receive from obeying God. And we all agree with each other that God has put in this faith in our lives, that he wants us to impact this culture. Some of the cultures that are actually against God, some of the cultures that are not really going closer to God, but God is calling us to actually live out this faith, that we can impact the culture to bring these people, the soul that are dying without knowing Christ, that are living without knowing the power, the authority of God over all of us. And God wants us to impact them and bring them back to him. And that's the ultimate message that God is giving us through Jeremiah, that he wants us back, that he wants us to turn back to him again and to worship him again and to obey his commandment and rules. And that God will ultimately be pleased, and that he will bless our lives, and he will walk with us, that he will let us know how much he loves us, how much he cares for us, and that he will show his love to us through our obedience in our lives. As I've shared, Christ is the founder of our faith. And he, as the founder, he has given us so many commandments. But as he said, the first commandment is for us to love God with all our heart, with all our soul and mind. And the second is to love our neighbors. And as we are living today, I pray and hope that all of us will love God and love our neighbors as ourselves. And as Jesus has shown us what love is, and I hope we can share that love with each other. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much. We love you, and we thank you so much for this opportunity to read your word and to meditate your word and to live according to your word. Lord, give us faith and give us this heart of obedience that we may be able to live according to your words, that we may live according to your will, and we may live according to your commandment, as you have told us that you want us to love you and to love our neighbors. Lord Father, help us to obey and help us to live out our faith that you have put in our hearts. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching further and stepping in closer, CGM.